It's so warm in here.
I know. Well,
do you know what?
You've got your branded top on.
I've got my branded top on, Trinity Park. This is what would you call that?
What did they call those?
But it used to be called a body warmer, didn't it?
They're not called that
it's
anymore.
It's called a gilet now.
A gilet. Well, that's because you can put another 25% on it if you call it a gilet.
Is it? But it's a body warmer, isn't it? Keeps the body warm. Yeah. So call it a body warmer.
How much more are you taking off, Kevin?
No, I just want to get in case anybody takes a picture.
The webcam.
Where's the webcam?
There.
So Trinity it gets the Park, Trinity Park logo in. I just wanted to make sure that we're fully branded and we're.
Well, it's lovely to see you. Thank you.
And look, I've got the shirt on as well.
Please tell me you haven't got Trinity pants
no,
on.
No, the Trinity Park undies are.
Christine's using those today.
Yeah, they're making their way around the office and I get them Mondays when they're freshly laundered. I went to Sainsbury's this morning. Do you know the number of people that are doing their weekly shop in Sainsbury's at 7:30?
They can't sleep.
In the morning. There's this woman with this trolley full of stuff. I was like, she's
got people coming around, probably.
She's got people. I was down the Christmas aisle because there's festive aisles now, aren't there?
There are.
What's going on? But I saw these and these reminded me, and you're a child of the 70s.
Yeah,
you will love these. Don't you just remember those from Christmas?
Orange and lemon jelly slices.
Do you remember that? Ben's not coming in today, is he?
If Ben could, no, he's, we had to move him to tomorrow. Yeah. If he saw these, he'd...
Well, it's in cellophane, so the carbs won't leak out.
Thank you very much. Well, I had no idea. I'm so glad. 3 years on the radio, and look what I've got.
That's
amazing.
There's more in here.
No, it's not, isn't
there? There is.
We'll tease it. We'll keep us in suspenders.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what's in Kevin's sack.
I'll empty it.
Right. If you've got any travel news, you can give me a call on Ipswich 839102. It's looking pretty good from a tractor. But Tommy, you're very, very bad. Put that coffee down because it's going to go everywhere. A14 eastbound, making things a little bit slow. Town 8:30 the time. Let's get the travel news as we check the roads with John Gross. And here is Kevin Long. Take it away, Kevin.
Well, just coming in, just as we speak, the phone has been red hot because there's a white car that's broken down at the Asda roundabout. It's causing absolute chaos. The police are there. They've got the cones out. I dare say there are fluorescent jackets.
There are, the day glow.
And so that's something to be aware of because that is a very busy part of town, isn't it, as people try and get out of out of town to head off.
Well, I was listening back to my Auto Boo library the other day and there's been some funny stuff on there, isn't there? Well, we've been off the beaten track slightly, Vera, occasionally, and if you've tuned in especially to talk about or listen about my views on Speedway and you've been left disappointed on occasion, then I can only apologise. But when you're in the company of Nick Pandolfi, you can only ever have a good time. I personally wish you well. I know everybody from Ipswich Speedway wishes you well and thanks you very much for helping to raise the profile of the Sackers Witches in 2013. And whatever the future holds for you, whether you then cross paths with Kerry Katona or Ryland Clark ever again, I wish you all the very best. And with that, there's one final gift.
That's really good.
This is the biggie.
Thank you.
This is the departing gift, and this is for you only.
It's not tickets to the Suffolk Show.
No, it's a Toblerone.
Oh, my God. It's a Toblerone. I thought if I mention it for a year, if I leave, someone will finally realise that I actually would like it. Oh, that is so kind. It's a Christmas Toblerone.
It's Santa a Christmas Toblerone. And Toblerones fulfil every... I don't know what it is about Toblerones, but they seem to get it right. And Toblerones are the envy of every man, because as the older you get, the bigger they get. And you just think, how do they manage that? In a world where wagon wheels shrink before your eyes... Toblerones seem to get ever bigger. 400 grams in that, so just go careful.
I will. With the donuts as well. It's an absolute pleasure, it has been, to speak to you on the radio over the last 3 years, and I have had a whale of a time talking to you. You're brilliant, and what you do for Speedway in town, you raise their profile brilliantly and attract a lot of people that think, well, I don't want to go there. They do, because of you. So thank you very much, Kevin Long.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
And see you soon, no doubt.